Citizens of the new state of Ghana gather for the celebration marking their day of freedom from colonialism. What was once the Gold Coast, a British colony, now becomes an independent commonwealth. Vice President and Mrs. Nixon represent the United States at the three-day festivities. Native dances and games mark an event of historic importance since Ghana becomes the first Negro colony in Africa to gain its freedom. Premier Kwame Nkrumah chats with Representative Adam Clayton Powell of the U.S. as Ghana's new army passes in review before the American-educated Premier and Deputy Secretary Ralph Bunche of the United Nations. Another feature of the occasion is a beauty contest in which the fairest of the land compete. And here is Miss Ghana herself. First queen of a brand new republic. The Navy gasoline tanker Mission, cut squarely in two, lies in shallow water in the Delaware following a collision with a freighter and an ensuing explosion which could be heard in Maryland 40 miles away. At the time these pictures were made, nine of the crew members of the tanker, including its captain, were missing. The freighter, the Elna II of Liberian registry, also caught fire but was beached and the flames brought under control. Some of the crew, badly injured and burned in the explosion, are removed by the Coast Guard Army Engineer tugs for treatment ashore. The stretch of river known as the Graveyard of Ships takes yet another toll. The heir apparent to Monaco, little Princess Caroline Louise, makes her entry into the church, as she is formally christened by the Bishop of Monaco while held in the arms of her godmother, Margaret Davis. Present is her godfather, Hungarian Prince Festetix. A solemn ceremony is witnessed by a capacity crowd which throngs the cathedral and joins in the ritual. The proud parents, Prince Rainier and former film star Grace Kelly, have fulfilled the fondest hopes of the tiny principality. Fun-making and fantasy rule the city as New Orleans celebrates Mardi Gras. Famous, fabulous Rex Parade is one of the high points of the gaiety with which the Crescent traditionally serves the carnival, the last fling of merrymaking before the 40 days of Lent. And as in years past, they celebrate here with a flair practically unique in these United States. Lavish preparation and lusty participation is the formula for Mardi Gras.